The world has been full of speculation over Cuba's future since President Fidel Castro's retreat from the political scene this summer. The 79-year-old leader has transferred his duties to a governing body that is led by his brother Raúl, who is 75. While Cuba insists that the transfer of power is only temporary, opposition activists believe Castro is too ill to return to politics. For the Miami-based women's organization Red Feminista Cubana, the end of Castro's 47-year rule is nearing, and Cuba's women need to prepare for the change in government. On Tuesday, the organization asked Czech women to help by sharing their experiences with the transformation from totalitarianism to democracy. Dita Asiedu reports.
Dr. Sandra Gomez is a Cuban-American physician who travels to the island regularly to monitor women's health. Her description of the stressful first few hours of a day of the average Cuban woman explains why the island has the highest incidence of female suicide on the entire Latin American continent.
They live in Havana, where the bathroom is inside the house. So when everybody wakes up in the morning, everybody go to the bathroom. Nobody can flush the toilet because there is no water. So after everybody has gone doing their physiological needs, she makes sure she get a bottle of water and she flushed the bathroom. After that, she had to make sure her kids have clean clothes and something for breakfast before they go to school. But then again, we don't have enough food and we don't have detergent to clean the clothes and we don't have electricity to iron the clothes. But somehow she makes it. She goes to work, her husband goes to work. She doesn't know if she's going to be able to catch a bus, so either she hitchhikes or she takes the bus, or she walks to her place of work.
Women in communist Czechoslovakia did not battle such harsh social conditions. According to Red Feminista Cubana, that's irrelevant. Its president, author, and human rights activist Ileana Fuentes explains why.
There has already been some change in some spheres of Cuban society. For example, led by Mr. Castro, Raúl Castro himself. We are certain that there are reformists in the Cuban elite. And what we are concerned about and worried about is that when that happens, women are not left out of those possibilities. And that is where we are trying to be ahead of the game, so that women are aware of what those changes could be, as happened in the Czech Republic, so that women are aware that those things have been happening.
Red Feminista Cubana has opened up a branch in Prague and is working on projects in which Czech women will be able to offer guidance in areas like free speech and entrepreneurship. Cuban women can also learn from mistakes made or opportunities lost. Few Czech women, for example, have made it on the political scene, and domestic violence continues to be high. The women's organization says an analysis of the reasons behind this will also help Cuban women avoid the pitfalls that their sisters have faced in other countries.
Dita Asiedu, thank you for that.